Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the line of green signals in your morning commute to Puzzle Town. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the great Adam Felber, writer, actor, frequent panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, so many things. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
We're always here.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Well, it's nice to be welcomed.
I'm kind of a natural host, so it's hard for me to guest in here and not welcome you.
I like that. Well, listen, I am. If you need to take over at any time from me and Greg.
No, but I made some bruschetta, so you can feel free to.
You really are a good host. Well, I wanted to start because all summer, I thought Barbenheimer, that's a funny mashup, a little good joke about two movies that were released at the same time, Barbie and Oppenheimer. But you took the joke a little further than other people. Can you tell us about that?
I tweeted one day this summer, I would watch the hell out of a movie about really chipper positive plastic dolls who destroy the world with an atomic bomb. And then I woke up literally the next morning and thought, hey, I wrote a book with a B-movie impresario who would make that if I suggested it to him. And I did, and he did. It's actually shooting this month. It's called Barbenheimer.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And who is in it? Anyone we...
I don't know. I'm going to drop by the set, though. I can tell you that the screenplay is very, very funny. And that's all I can tell you about it, except that because of the shortened production cycle of Charlie Band, the maker of the movie, this thing will be out by summertime.
All right.
It's not like a Hollywood movie that takes years. And if I may, I did write a book with Charlie Band. So that's how I knew him and was in touch with him and got this idea.
And he is like the king of B-movies. He's made
like 400. If you've seen the Puppet Master movies or Ghoulies, yeah, he's made about 400 movies. And we wrote Confessions of a Puppet Master together.
I love it. One last question on it. How would plastic hold up in a nuclear explosion? Would it survive?
It ain't no refrigerator. You don't want to be near the blast unless you keep your Barbie collection in a refrigerator. But
all right. Well, that's good.
For the purposes of this movie, they do all right.
Okay, great.
Spoilers.
Well, I bring up Barbenheimer because our chief puzzle officer, Greg Pliska, has actually written a puzzle related to it. So I'm going to turn it over to Greg now, and you two can take it. I have not read Greg's puzzle, so I am here if you need help, which I'm guessing you will.
You are my lifeline, AJ, and I probably do need you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, AJ, and Adam, thanks for being with us today. I'm looking forward to playing some games. I will tell you, we decided that Barbenheimer should just be the beginning of your producing career.
Ooh.
So we've come up with some other B-movie mashups in the style of one of our favorite puzzles, Gorillas in the Mystic Pizza, where we join two films that have a word or syllable in common, Gorillas in the Mist and Mystic Pizza, for example.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll give you a clue to the resulting movie, and you tell us the two movies that were used to make it. Now, in this special B-movie edition, the first film always starts with the letter B.
Ah.
So do you need an example? Do you want an example of how this works?
I feel like our listeners want an example.
Okay. Well, then, as a good host and guest, we will give the listeners the example. We'll give it to everybody. If we gave
You're
you
so
the clue,
generous.
An animated fawn discovers a portal into the head of a famous actor, that would be a clue to the film mashup, Bam being John Malkovich.
Yeah, yeah, it sure would.
But this sounds like, Adam, you have like five movies coming up with this guy. These are all pitches that you can make to him and make.
If it's all right with you guys, I came up with these.
We give you the rights. We give
as the host of the show.
Greg actually owns the rights, so I can't give you the rights. But
we'll share credit. We can absolutely.
Wow. Work out okay, a that happened deal. Fast. Okay.
Bam being John Malkovich.
Grab 50% of Bam being John Malkovich.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we've got a few of these for you. Just jot them down and send them to your agent. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Hilary Swank play transgender cops in rural Nebraska.
Okay. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and who?
Hilary Swank. So there's
I'm no help here, so don't
Bambi,
come to me.
Of course.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Bambi will not be used again. there's a cop movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence that starts with a B.
Yeah, yeah. It's Bad Boys Don't Cry.
There you go. Bad Boys Don't
there
Cry.
There it is.
Mashup of Bad Boys and The Great Boys Don't Cry.
So that's you great. Knew it
and,
all
you know,
along?
That hint really helped me. No, I didn't know all along. Because I couldn't for the life of me think of what the name of that movie was until Greg said Buddy Cop movie.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
There you go.
I needed that hint.
Happy to share them. We're here for hints.
AJ wasn't, but thank you for the emotional support.
I did. I threw myself down. I said, I'm no help. I just want to be honest.
That's true. That
I'm here
was
to
helpful.
Be honest.
I knew where to look.
as Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. AJ. Okay. And here's another one. Brooke Shields and Christopher Atkins play shipwrecked teens who team up with a group of kids to discover the lost treasure of One-Eyed Willie.
Wow, we decided to head for the 80s for this one, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah. And in fact, I think you referenced this movie in a recent episode with our mutual friend Faith Saley.
Oh, we may have.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so fresh in my mind, because so it would be Blue Lagoonies.
Blue Lagoonies.
Exactly.
Here's another one. A German shepherd named for a famous composer is taken over by an alien symbiote.
Alien symbiote. Okay. All right. Well, I know the German composer's got to be Beethoven, because that was one of my sister's favorite movies, because she's a Charles Grodin freak. So it's Beethoven, and then there's a Ven at the end.
Yeah.
Or oven. Oven poppers.
No. Come on. What's the most famous alien symbiote?
Well, that's Alien.
No, it's not a symbiote. Well, it kind of is.
Oh, it's Beethovenom, isn't it?
Beethovenom, exactly.
I like Greg gave you some tough love. That's how I know that you two are friends. He's like, come on, you know.
Come on. That's your hint. Thank you, Greg, for the
you've
hint. Don't be an idiot.
Books. You've written comic books. You should know Venom like that.
You're right. I'm ashamed, and I have written comic books.
So here we go. Two more. a large white robot sees dead people.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, okay. So I know I can picture both movies. One is the Disney animated film with the that takes place in San Francisco or something. And that and the yes.
Speaking of mashup.
And the dead people is, of course, that movie with Bruce Willis. So here we go. It's he plays a rope. The robot's name is like Betamax or something.
Yes. Baymax.
But that's not, that's called, that's Big Hero 6 is the name of the movie.
Yes.
So that's Big Hero 6th Sense.
Exactly. Oh,
nice. Omitting the for 6th Sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's, okay, fine. It's a little, we'll cut that. Cut that. It's a terrible error.
No, it's a good puzzle, Greg.
It's such a good mashup. I couldn't get rid of.
I think it's just the E you're missing because it's the TH is for the 6th Sense, right? And then, so you add.
Oh, yes.
So you're only
right.
Missing
you've got
one
the E
letter.
For Big Hero. Correct.
Something
oh,
like
the,
that.
The H-E, yeah.
Wow, you guys are saving me from puzzle disaster. I
well
appreciate
played,
it.
AJ. I wouldn't have seen that at all.
All right, your last one is a film TV mashup, because having done five hit mashup films or however many you're doing here, you're going to now mix film and TV to get even more spectacular.
So it's going
to
be Baywatchmen?
Very nice. Very nice. I see you are the host. You're writing the puzzles now. Now, this is a Coen Brothers black comedy in which LeVar Burton finds CIA documents and shares them with a bunch of school children.
Okay, I was going to say Blood Simple Rainbow, but that doesn't work.
No.
So it's... Oh, I know. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a later Coen Brothers movie. It's Burn After Reading Rainbow.
Exactly. Oh, Burn After Reading good. And Reading Rainbow, the LeVar Burton show. Well done, Adam.
Really good. Really good. Very impressive. And people,
what a fun puzzle, Greg.
It was
you.
A great puzzle. And people can hear you. I forgot to plug one of your great projects, which is you are co-host of Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, a hilarious and entertaining and informative show. So people can listen to that. And where else? Where else can? And Barbenheimer's coming out. Anything else you want to plug?
There's a lot of hats that I'm wearing. Oh, I've got a new podcast which fits with this B movie thing. It's called Stark Raving Reviews. It's a funny movie review podcast where we essentially, Andre Dubuchet and I essentially play characters who just love everything.
That's nice. We need more positivity. It is a very negative world, so that's good to hear. Greg, do you have an extra credit for the puzzlers at home?
I do have one for the puzzlers at home. This is another movie TV mashup. It's a sex comedy starring Tom Hanks as a man trying to manage a quintet of kids who have lost their parents.
Ah, okay. There you go. Awesome. Thank you again, Adam. And thank you all for listening. Come back tomorrow for the answer and for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous show. On that show, we were talking about World War II puzzles, and we signed off with this extra credit clue. Did a nose get out of order? This may be the cause. And the answer is adenoids, which is a cause for noses being out of order, not working properly, and also an anagram for did a nose. The phrase did a nose is out of order, anagrammed, to form adenoids. Hope you got that one. Happy puzzling.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.